Welcome to The Current Problem with me, Marianne Morgan. Today, we will be discussing gender stereotypes being pushed on kids and why it is harmful for them. I'm going to talk about the opinions of kids, psychologists' ideas, parents' beliefs, and how storybooks affect children. So let's dive in. Our first source to look into is a New York Times article by Perry Klass, MD, called Gender Stereotypes in the Toy Box. Psychologist Lauren Spinner said, "Children can overcome their anxieties about playing with other gender children if you can get them to understand there are a lot of similarities in what they like to play with." Another doctor, Dr. Zimmerman, wrote in an email that parents were witnessing children playing with toys that were not necessarily for their gender. From this source, I think we can conclude that getting rid of these cliches will benefit kids everywhere, making new experiences more accessible. It will also help psychologically because it means kids won't feel the pressure of having to act like a certain gender norm. Next, we will explore a video made by National Geographic, interviewing 9-year-olds about what they think of gender. Many kids believe that men are the ones that do the manual work. Devere Berman said, "You're stronger, you can lift things, like refrigerators." This promotes toxic masculinity and sexism, which leads to inequalities in adulthood. Tommy Warbonnet says, "I can't be treated like I wanted to," after talking about how she was upset with there never being a female U.S. president. This shows that even young kids perceive the inequality of opportunities and, in general, between men and women. Although it isn't as credible as the other sources, a HuffPost blogger and mother, Jill Tipole, has quite a lot to say about the effect of gender stereotypes on her kid as she grows up. It also touches, again, on the subject of toxic masculinity, young boys being taught that they have to be tough 24/7, and that being just the tiniest bit effeminate is shameful. She makes a good point and pervades it through this quote. If you take a look at toy commercials for Frozen the movie, you'll see one obvious thing missing. Boys. Why is it okay for little boys to love the movie, but not okay for them to play with the toys? Lastly, we're going to unpack an article from The Guardian titled "Must Monsters Always Be Male? Huge Gender Bias Revealed in Children's Books." "The research doesn't surprise me," said children's book author Lauren Child, author and illustrator of the Charlie and Lola picture books. "We see it in film and TV as well, but it gives out a message about how society sees you. If boys get the starring roles in books, both as the good and bad protagonists, and girls are the sidekicks, it confirms that that's how the world is and how it should be. It's very hard to feel equal then." This quote shows that unfortunately, males having the main roles isn't shocking at all. This is something that needs to change so that kids don't grow up thinking they may be less than others. Okay, here's a little bonus quote from Lego. "The urge to create is equally strong in all children, boys and girls. It's imagination that counts, not skill. You build whatever comes into your head the way you want it, a bed or a truck, a doll's house or a spaceship. A lot of boys like doll's houses. They're more human than spaceships. A lot of girls prefer spaceships. They're more exciting than doll houses. The most important thing is to put the right material in their hands and let them create whatever appeals to them." Although this quote isn't only talking about Legos, it illustrates a solution and how we should respond to gender stereotyping. We need to get rid of it. According to the text, this quote was written in 1972. This goes to show that we have moved way backward in our progress to equality. I think that from all these sources, we can conclude that gender stereotypes harm kids and society in general. Knowing that these kids will grow up to be a main part of our society, and we all know that the public is the most powerful part of the world today. Thank you for tuning in to today's segment of The Current Problem. Here are my sources. Gender Stereotypes in the Toy Box, New York Times. Must monsters always be male? Huge gender bias revealed in children's books. The Guardian. Hear kids' honest opinions on being a boy or a girl around the world. National Geographic. The Gender Bias World of Toys, HuffPost.